Yeah, I think this is another blow to, you know, rural communities to the west of the county. While the post offices will be still there for people to conduct their daily business, the sorting office part of that will all be transferred now to the new unit in Fulcara. And, you know, this means that the posts, the people who deliver a post in that area will now be working out of those centres every morning and will have to travel back to their own community and deliver the post. And it's just another reduction of a service that was available and has been available for many, many years in those communities. And the question mark, you know, the question that's in people's minds is this taking away the sorting part of the post office from the post office away from that those areas? And what's next? Is it the closure of those post offices that we've seen right across the county, unfortunately, over many years?
Now, a recent report published said that there were serious challenges facing the post office network and there were calls for it to be reformed. Is it a bit too little too late for these post offices in question at this stage, or can something be done to remedy the situation?
Well, I think, you know what, and I spoke to Impost, I think what the decision by Impost is not welcome. While they will say that, you know, it's business as usual for the customer, that they can still access these post offices, that your post will still be delivered and it won't be, they're claiming that there will be no delays in delivering the post. What it is a service that's been reduced from the area. It's people who are working in those areas now working in a different area, and that's not a good position. There is challenges, there's no doubt about it, facing the post office network, and that's why we in Sinn Féin have made it very clear, and indeed we launched our document yesterday, A New Deal for the West, which talks about enhanced services for the West, making sure that post offices are a vital link, a vital part of our community, and that means making sure that government services first and foremost are delivered through those where possible, and that's like, for example, social welfare payments and all the rest. But unfortunately what we're seeing is the government actually writing out to people saying, you know, not to be using your post offices for these services, actually to be getting them electronically through your banks. And I think that's a regrettable decision, and it's something that Sinn Féin would like to be in the next government to actually make sure that we have a viable future for this network into the time ahead.